Okay, we're holding Mishlei Perek Chavches, the 28th chapter, and as per your request, we'll read them with the trap before we explain them. Nasu ven rodef rasha v'tzadikim kichfir yivtach b'fesha eretz rabim sareha uvadam mevin yodea ken yarich gever rash v'oshek dalim matar sochef v'ein lachem ozevei Torah yehalelu rasha v'shomerei Torah yitgaruvam. Shlomo HaMelech says, Nasu ven rodef rasha, the wicked, they're going to be on the run even when they are not being chased. But the tzaddikim, they can have faith just like a lion. And a lion's confident, no one's coming after him. So the tzaddikim also won't have to worry. That's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. When the time comes, the Pasuk is obviously talking about the time of the Rishon. Meaning, there is the time when the Rasha is successful. Shlomo HaMelech is saying there comes a time when he falls. And the tzaddikim, they have faith in Hashem, just like the lion has faith in his strength. So, the lion has many names, Chazal say. One of the names of the lion is Kefir. Okay. There's another explanation here. And that is that the wicked will have fear of Hashem suddenly, and then they'll run, even though no one's running after them, because they're scared of Hashem. And the tzaddikim, when that time comes, then even though they're alone, they have faith. The Rishon, notice, is nasu, plural. The wicked together, even though they're a band, they're on the run. God can make them all run. When the land is sinful because of the sins of the Amoretz, so then you have many politicians. When there's a situation with our many nobles, many people in aristocracy, in the bureaucracy, Rabim Sareah, and they're all interested in their own good. They're not interested in taking care of their people. Each one's watching over his own chair. So, b'fesh ha'eretz, that's, so to speak, a punishment for the people being eretz, amoretz, not learning and not bettering themselves. Like we learned the story of Elio, when Rabbi Yeshua accompanied Elio, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Elio said, but don't ask me any questions. And then he came to that city that didn't treat them nicely. What did Elio do? He said, Hashem, make them all into leaders of this town. Why? Because if they're all leaders, it's bad for them. It's when you have one leader who's looking out for the good of the people, that's good. But when you have many leaders, b'fesh eretz rabim sareah, that's a punishment. Uve'adam mevin yodea ken yarich. And if you have people who hear... Here there are a few understandings. If there's a person who knows, he understands the people, and he helps them repent, he helps them become better, so then ken yarich, Hashem extends the time that state will last. That government, that people, they will last. Even though they have many politicians who are really looking out for their own good, uva'adam mevin yodea. But if you have that person who understands and he helps the people make do and be good people, ken yarich, then God gives longevity to this state. Geverash v'oshek dalim. If a person himself is poor and he's being unfair to the other poor, Matar sochef ve'en lachem. It's like rain that's beating down and no bread comes after it. So all you get is the rain, you get the cold. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying, you have rain that comes down strongly and it's not a blessing, it wipes away the seeds. So too this wicked person thinks that if he cheats the poor, whole gain from it. It's like the rain that comes beating down and nothing comes of it, so too he won't get anything. Now Shlomo Melech was speaking about what usually happens. The rich, they don't go down to steal 2 shekel from the poor. One person who's poor, you know, he's living in the slums with them, he's going to try to cheat them of the little bit of money that they have. What? It's not it. No, right. There are exceptions, right? For sure. I agree. Now, what's this referring to? This is a reference to Dayan, who's an Amoritz. He's in a position of leadership, and he's lash. He himself is impoverished. He doesn't know. He's a Sheikh Dalim. And when people come to him to judge, so he's really being unfair to them. They want true justice from him, and he can't give it to them. So it's like rain that comes beating down, and it doesn't give fruit. You have the rain, but all you have is the cold from the rain. The rain washes away the seeds. The rain doesn't make the fields have fruit. So to this guy, he has the potential, he has the power, he could give fruit, he could help people, and instead he's just washing away their hope. Those that leave the Torah, they praise the wicked. The Shomrei Torah, but those who watch the Torah, they yitgaru vam, they're going to fight with the wicked. Even if they're outnumbered, they're not going to stand for it. The Targum has a very interesting translation here. We have the word Torah twice in the Pasuk. We would expect that it should be translated the same way. And the Targum translates the first one as Nimosa. Ozvei Torah, he says, those that leave politeness, those that leave what's considered the common etiquette. Yehalelu Rasha, they take praise in their wickedness. That's how he translates it. Veshomrei Torah, here he translates it as Oraita, as Torah. Those who watch the Torah, Yitgaruvam, they'll fight with them to help them do tshuva. So the Targum has an interesting translation on this. Ozvei Torah, those that leave common etiquette, Yalelu Rasha, they'll take praise in the wicked things they do. Veshomrei Torah, but those who watch the Torah, Yitgaruvam, will fight with them to help them do tshuva. That's how he explains the pasuk. Anshei ra lo yavinu mishpat umvakshei Adonai yavinu chol. Shlomo HaMelech says the people who are wicked, they don't take note to think about what's going to be the fruit of their action. If they would, they would repent. They wouldn't lead a life like that. Lo yavinu mishpat. They don't think about. Yavinu is like tvuna, to understand. Lavin davar mitoch davar, to project into the future. What's going to happen from leading this type of lifestyle? So they don't think about the mishpat. And mishpat has multiple meanings. Like Rashi says in the beginning of Iyov, mishpat could also mean vengeance, the payback for what one does. So anshei ra lo yavinu mishpat, they don't think into what's going to be payback for their way of life. Umvakshei Hashem, but those that seek Hashem, notice the stress on mevakshei Hashem, not necessarily the talmid chacham or the tzaddik or the yirei shamayim, but he who seeks Hashem, yavinu chol, so they do understand everything. Because what's driving him to seek Hashem? Because he understands that there is going to be a payback for what's going to be, and he understands that if he chooses the right path, then he'll get the best out of it. And I heard a beautiful mashal for this pasuk, and with this we'll have to conclude for tonight. Two guys, we'll call them Rob and Tim. They both win the right to go through Macy's Superstore for a half hour and fill their carts with whatever they want. And then they'll be able to and take whatever they have home. So the bell rings, and Rob, he loves chocolate. So Rob, he runs to the part of the store that sells all these special exotic chocolates, and he takes Belgian chocolate and Swiss chocolate and chocolates from all over the world. He fills the cart. He goes from one aisle to the other, and he fills with the most exotic chocolates in the world. the bell rings, the half hour is up, and he's so happy, he's got thousands of dollars worth of chocolates, he comes back to the starting line. As he's coming back, he sees Tim coming down the escalator, and he said, Tim calls out to him, and he says, Rob, what'd you get? So Rob looks over, he takes out his calculator, he starts calculating, he tells him, I got $5,500 worth of chocolate, this is going to last me for years. What'd you get, Tim? So Tim, he looks down in his card is empty. He says, well, I just got this box. So Rob walks over to him and says, what you got in the box, Tim? So Tim says, I have a few pieces of jewelry. So Rob says to Tim, jewelry? I didn't know they sold jewelry here. How much is your jewelry worth? So Tim takes out his calculator, he does his math, he says $5.5 million. So Rob says to Tim, I didn't know they had a jewelry store here. So Tim says, I didn't either. But when the bell rang, the first thing I did was I went to the map of the store. Now this is a store the size of three blocks. I went to the map of the store and I looked over the map. And I discovered that on the top floor in a far out corner, they do have a specialty jewelry store. So I took the escalator. It took me 10, 15 minutes to read the map. And then I took the escalator and I got there and I had like 3 to 5 minutes left. So I ran into the store and I told the guy, I want that jewelry and that and that and that and that and that. And, that. And then I got this box full. That's all I got. What's the difference between Rob and Tim? Tim took his time looking at the map. When you take your time to look at the map, you can walk out of the store with millions. When you just run for the chocolates, then you get a few thousand dollars worth of chocolates, but that's chocolates. Now, I heard this mashal today. You might think it's a mashal for life, which is how we could apply it to this pasuk. That umvakshe Hashem, those who seek Hashem, yavinu chol. They take time to understand everything. Well, wait a second. Where am I going to end up if I go this route? Where am I going to end up if I go that route? They take time to look at the map. Where am I going to end up? That's where I thought the guy was headed. And I think it's a beautiful mashal for life. But he surprised me. He didn't take it that route. He took the mashal for a different point, which is also a very important point. And he said that this is a reference to tefillah. What a person gets out of tefillah is directly correlated to how much time he takes planning out his tefillah. Meaning, a person could just walk into minyan and say what he has to say, and then I'm done. Go on with life. Or a person could take time and come into shul and sit down and think and prepare himself. Like the Kuzri writes, the highlight of a Yerei Shamayim, a person who's connected to heaven, the highlight of his day is tefillah. Why is it the highlight of his day? That's when he gets to reconnect with Hashem. He spends his day in anticipation to those moments where he could connect to Hashem. So to us this sounds foreign, because we're not used to this type of life. To us, I meant to us, not you, not you. Don't worry. I meant to us, not you. I thought that the mashal is a beautiful mashal for many points. To our pasuk, to tefillah, it's a good mashal. Top, Bezrat Shalom, pick up here tomorrow.